Dominique Huabepe is the Diversity and Inclusion Specialist at Cohesive Collective. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us so bright and early on this freezing, freezing morning. How are you?
And thank you very much, and thank you for having me. Absolutely freezing, but still really quite honored to have the space that we can engage.
So it is a difficult one, and we've been trying to get our heads around it, because obviously one of the difficult things is we have knee-jerk reactions that say, this is criminal, it's not political, and we get that. And then we say, no, it's political, it's orchestrated, and we get that also. And then we have to say, should this have been predicted, given the level of inequality in our country? And then we get nervous because we say, but hold on, there's not an excuse. And of course it's not an excuse for criminality, but it doesn't mean it wasn't part of the reason that this happened. Give me your thoughts in dealing with the complexity around this.
Yeah. So my thoughts on this is, firstly, even when I reflected on it last week, I really reflected on it with a heavy heart. I reflected on it with a sense of mourning. And each of the contributors are everything that you have mentioned, and probably even others that we haven't even begun to appreciate yet. Yes, there were political elements legitimately regarding the releasing of Jacob Zuma with those supporters and what it is that they believe. There were political elements that began to organize in what it is that we saw as mass looting. But what we need to understand as South Africans is they literally arrived at an environment that was primed, that was literally ideal in order to like have a little spark that can then set people off in getting involved in something that is far greater than them. We exist in a South Africa where 60% of our youth, that is black and colored youth between the ages of 18 and 35, more than 60% of them are unemployed, not in any training, not in any kind of education system. And I've been saying for years that this is dangerous for all of us. And I do mean all of us, whether you identified as white, colored, black, Indian, Jewish, it is dangerous for all of us. And so we literally need to reflect and not see it as events that happened within that week. No, these events have been building for decades. They have just erupted this week. And if we do not deal with the causes, they will continue to erupt. And my fear is that if we don't get the people that are leaders, the people that are strategists, the people that are thinkers, the people that have access to wealth to start to think about the solutions of how we resolve our core problems, if we don't get around the table and start having those discussions, this is certainly not the last. And I fear that we may not have a South Africa in the next 27 years that we can leave for our children and our children's children.
Well, is it dramatic to say, you know, as a Jew, I'm always very, very nervous to compare things to what went on in Europe around the Holocaust and the war. But the reality is that Hitler came to power because of a situation that was ready for him. Germany had been decimated after the First World War. The demands made on them were seen to be unreasonable. People weren't managing financially. It was the Great Depression as well. There was a lot of factors. And he came, he stepped into an environment that was ready for him. And what he managed to do was take advantage of that to some extent. Do you think that it's almost that type of a situation, maybe not as dramatic, but that in fact this is fertile ground for this type of a situation unless we start dealing with the underlying issues?
So let me take it a step back and contextualize it. I think the one thing that here in South Africa we were not able to do, and this was highly irresponsible from the part of our political leadership, is that when we came into the new democratic dispensation, given the injustices that were being experienced, the one thing that we recognized is that the people need to be part of choosing who it is that governs them. And how it is that we're going to determine our policies to be able to move forward. So politically, we achieved having political freedom. Economically and socially, we did not do anything. All right.
Right.
So we gave people symbolically the power of the vote, but it didn't change anything for them materially. And given the opportunities and how it is that they can grow. Alexandra is still pretty much what it was pre-1994, if not getting worse now in 2021. So what we try to do here in South Africa is that we try to integrate a system of injustice. We try to integrate racism into our new democracy. And we're now holding our heads being confused. What is it that's happening? The system of injustice is producing exactly what it was designed to produce, all right? The South African class structure, much like the South African corporate structure, I often say is like this beautiful cappuccino that is black and brown at the bottom, white cream on top with a few brown sprinkles. The system is producing that which it was designed for. Right. And so if we don't start to look regarding the causes and how we now begin to think about and mobilize for building a system of justice, if we do not do that, then absolutely you can have a leader that can step into that space that will be populist rather than being, pragmatic, rather than being constructive for the needs of all of us as South Africans. And so that's key that we get it right. Mm. And I'm glad that you mentioned the Great Depression, because in 1935, United States, when they declared the Great Depression, they hit an unemployment rate of 25%. 38% unemployment in South Africa. Welcome to Friday.
Wow.
Okay? Welcome to Friday. And so if we think that we will adopt European systems around our banking systems and financial systems and how it is that we run our economies and hope that it will work for us, it will not. We've got some unique opportunities that are calling for us to step up and say, how do we apply ourselves in order to resolve our very serious problems for the majority of our people? Because if we do not do so, 100%, you can have a leader that may be populist, and at that point, we are all losers, the poor people included.
Do you think we have a government that has the real desire and then the ability to be creative, look inward and outward, and actually feel for its people, and then do something about it?
There's a biblical scripture that says when there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. What we're seeing that's happened at the moment has been part of the cause of the moral rot that's been happening within our governance. Right. And we are seeing the consequences of that real time. Now, our government has no choice but to begin to think about the people rather than driving policies that help us to strive economically, but not really having much impact in the real economy. And so I want even our government leaders to start thinking in the following ways. Simple examples, we always struggle year on year around delivering textbooks at schools on time. Meanwhile, we've got a company like South African Breweries that probably delivers to more than three times that amount of restaurants and dish beans daily. We've got the skills in the country, call on us, and we are ready to serve, right? We've got municipalities that year on year, financially, they're in tatters. Mismanagement of funds, not following up any kinds of processes. And at the exact same time, there are multi-million, billion rand organizations that are existing here in South Africa. We've got the skills. We can help. Call on us and we are ready to serve. And so our government needs to start thinking differently. Yes, we needed revolutionaries in order to bring about our democratic dispensation. Awesome. And we will continue to honor those revolutionaries. And even if we need to have sunset clauses to ensure that they will never go hungry until they pass on, let us do that. But it is time that we need to get people that are capable, people that are skilled, people that can be visionaries, people that can plan to step into the seat and say, how do we serve in order to ensure that we as a country can survive and that we can grow?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and it's just music to my ears hearing this, because it's such a different way. I mean, I know I hate to use the word agile because it's so in and so woke right now. Not woke, it's so in. Everything's agile. But what you're talking about is agility, and you're saying let's find different ways. Throw out the constructs and the constraints that we've had. Pull in the best that we can find in this country, and we do have that. I felt very much the same around the vaccine rollout. We've got incredible ability. We can see what happened over the last couple of weeks where all of a sudden people got together with the pharmaceutical companies and the supermarkets and the private sector charities and made sure that help was provided to some of those areas. We can see that we have that ability, but somehow the giving it to government or government holding onto it as a responsibility or us not thinking that it is our responsibility has added to the problem.
Yeah, we definitely need to partner together. And really the last note that I'd want to leave, mm-hmm. and I'm saying this quite deliberately because sometimes those of us that are middle income, upper income, rich mm-hmm. individuals in our society can be able to sit in our bubbles and then judge others. I want us to be very careful not to demonize nor criminalize the poor and disenfranchised within our societies, right? Poverty and inequality and unemployment were not the causes of the looting. They were extreme contributors, but they were not the causes for the looting.
Mm-hmm.
If we say that unemployment, poverty, and inequality was the cause for the looting, logic follows that those that are poor, disenfranchised, and unemployed are criminals, and that is not true. And so we need to engage with each other as South Africans with compassion to understand that there were fertile ground and conditions that led certain people out of desperation to engage in actions that they ordinarily would not have. With that recognition, how do we now choose to get involved in order to improve even their lot as the least amongst us within our society?